Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg for the local news department. I'm Joe Vignicki, and this is Campus Connection. We're going to talk with a couple school board members and the school superintendent about tonight's school board meeting here in Petersburg. It's at 7 o'clock in the middle and high school library, and I'm joined in the studio today by Superintendent Erica Klute-Painter and school board members Mara Lutomsky and Sarah Holmgren. Welcome to you all.
Sure.
And thank you for coming in. The meeting was pushed back because of the spring break holiday, and students are back in session, staff and everyone, classes are going on.
Yeah.
And big news, of course, another state championship for the Petersburg basketball program. That's exciting.
Yeah, exciting for the boys and for Coach Brock. And yeah, it's awesome.
Well, let's dive into the school board tonight. You have a couple of resignations and new staff and also contracts for principals, so some personnel stuff to deal with, Erica.
Yeah, some personnel things happening. A longtime middle school teacher and coach here in the community, Mr. Rob Schwartz, has submitted his letter of resignation at the end of the year, so he'll leave some big shoes to fill, but we're excited for him to move on to his next adventures.
He's been with the district for decades, I think, right?
26 years, I think, is what, yeah, I think that's what it was.
Oh,
kind of
okay.
Amazing. So we're sad to see him go, but excited for his next adventures. And then Joyce Metza, who came here to us from Metlakatla, she has decided to not return at the end of the year. She's got some family things she's going to be dealing with down south, and so she's decided to do that. We wish her well. She's been a great addition to the community. So, and then we do have a custodian who's resigned, Terry Falter, and so we've got that position posted as well. And yeah, and we're gonna hopefully hire some principals back next year, which will be good.
Okay, this is a thing you do every year. It's a one-year contract for your principals, school board members. So happy with the work they're doing.
I think so. They did. Erica had a. Did a survey so that staff could weigh in, both classified as well as unclassified staff, and or certified, excuse me, and classified staff. And so that was nice to read all the positive comments and suggestions, and you know, just hearing what the people who work with them on a daily basis, since we're, you know, a couple steps removed. So,
mm-hmm. And I think having the opportunity to meet with them this week about those survey results and do some goal setting, and just impressed as always at their reflective nature. You know, it's sometimes hard to hear things that maybe you don't want to hear in addition to the positive, but I think it's important, and I think both Mr. Dormer and Mrs. Tolan both appreciate, you know, all the feedback, because it is important. You can't improve if you don't know what things you need to work on. So just always impressed with their hard work and willingness to be receptive to feedback. So, yeah.
Okay. You're going to hear about several awards and grants and good news to talk about. One of them is a food service award for the Champions of Breakfast Award. I didn't even know there was a Champions of Breakfast Award.
We didn't actually know all of those things either, but Carly Johnson is, she's really just done some amazing things in our program here. She's involved at the state level. And even really nationally, she's done some training and some work. She just continues to keep moving up through the ranks there in the child nutrition arena. And so, yeah, we're excited. That one doesn't necessarily have any financial feedback, but more just recognition of her efforts at fresh, you know, bringing more fresh fruits and vegetables, lowering sugar content and looking at sodium, and just making things available to kids to try try new things, you know. So big banner and... yeah, some recognition.
There is a grant, though, for some gardening supplies that the food service program gets for summertime meals. Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, farm to summer meals sites. I think it's $750, and Carly wrote that grant as well. And just expanding the opportunities for kids in the summer for that meal program, which also continues to grow every year. I think it's the third or fourth year that she's organized that program, and I think we had upwards of sometimes 50 kids last year a day that were participating, so it's pretty exciting.
Very cool. All right, and also the Interact Club, also being honored for their winter coat drive that happened month or so back. So that's exciting. The board also will be making a decision on the new policy on payment for school meals. This is the second reading, so it's second and final reading. Board members, have you heard any feedback about this new policy on what's going in place with the $20 charge limit and kind of encouraging prepayment kind of thing?
I haven't received any specific feedback regarding the policy, but I think that parents are appreciative of us now notifying them. It can often happen where you just lose track of what your student is charging at school, and all of a sudden you have a charge on your account. And so we're really trying to stay on top of letting them know. And once parents know, you know, they are able to pay over the phone with a credit card. They can walk into the district office. They can send a check. They can even send cash with their child. So there's lots of options.
And does this policy go into effect immediately if it's passed tonight, or are you basically already operating on this as it is? Or,
you know, technically after second reading it does. I believe in the policy or the letter and all of that does talk about it really being in place for the fall. I mean, really sort of rolling it all out in the fall. Our big push this spring and really in the winter, the last few months, has been to just really have a kind of a campaign of communication for people so that they really know just what's going on, you know, what's happening with bills, that sort of thing. And then also, also just helping people be able to get online and pay online and, you know, really accessing the information through PowerSchool and push notifications on your phone and all those kinds of things, which is has been, I think, really helpful. I don't know. I think you guys may have done it even as parents. I have.
Yes, it just jogged my memory to check my son's because I know it was getting low. We're not in the negative yet, but I appreciate it on the app. But I think, yeah, the only feedback I've gotten is that it's been all positive. Just, oh, this is really, I feel terrible when I have a huge balance. I didn't realize it. It's great having people email or call and just let me know when I've gone. And I just think it makes everybody more aware.
Yeah, so. I think so too.
All right. Also, tonight you'll hear various other reports. You'll hear from Northern Heights Theater, their annual report to the school district, and also a special presentation from students on the Alaska Voc Tech Center as well.
So. Yeah, it's a great presentation. They did it at Rotary last week. Cindy Fry, Dave Owens, Bridget Whitstock took a group of kids up there. It's a pretty incredible, it was a great opportunity for them, and it's a nice presentation. I think people will appreciate it tonight, seeing what they did up there.
All right.
So come on out if you want to see it.
That's right.
So also, what else should we talk about? Where is the budget picture with the school district? Are you close to putting the budget together? Do you know what the state is going to be handing down for numbers or anything? I'll put that question to Mara, who's the legislative liaison person for the school board here.
So we don't know what the Senate is putting forth in their budget regarding BSA, or the base student allocation, which is the per child funding that we receive from the state. So we don't know what that is, because they sent forth the budget with it kind of as a blank space. So there is talk that it could be as much of as a 5% cut to the BSA. I would expect that we will see the Senate cutting or trying to cut the BSA, and then they will have to work together in conference committee to reconcile the House's budget and the Senate's budget, because they are coming out differently. The House did fund the education's budget at the rate that the governor had put in, if not more so.
Is that
and so the Senate
flat funding from the last year, or what is the House version of the budget?
It was flat.
Flat funding,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there was the discussion recently, too, about the bond debt reimbursement. You know, they kind of put that out there like we're going to hack a big chunk out of that program too, and then that was pulled back.
Mm-hmm. So the bond debt doesn't specifically impact our budget technically, but it may impact our budget coming from the borough, because
yes,
it would be a hit
back
to the borough's budget on what the state had promised to reimburse for the bond debt that the borough took on.
Yes.
So we could see that if that does come through and happens, we could see that in a reduction from the borough, because then the borough will be looking on how they can fund their own budget.
Exactly. And that's been a tricky part of conversations we've been having with them, is that the payment in lieu of taxes and all those various issues that, you know, that Mr. Giesbrecht and the Assembly are dealing with. you know, trying to balance it all out from their perspective too. It all ties together. It's challenging for everybody right now.
Are there other bills you're monitoring in the legislature, education-wise, that aren't budget-related, or is it mostly budget that is on the horizon right now?
Well, we're really only concerned with the what they're going to say is the budget coming out. There hasn't been too many significant mm-mm. bills going through that would require any new unfunded mandates or anything of that nature. So there, I know that there was one, I think, introduced today, House Bill 111, that I'm just checking out. They don't foresee that it's going to go anywhere this year, but it could be something in the future that they're looking at trying to pass. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the board, when do you take on putting together the budget or approving the budget for here locally? Is that later on?
Well, Karen and I are working on, we had already decided we were actually going to look at basing a budget on a 5% reduction. We thought we might be able to put together a couple of options for the board to consider with our new program that we purchased last year to allow us to be able to analyze and provide, you know, that if they said, well, what does it look like with a 5% or a 3% or a 1% or, you know, putting one more staff member or taking one staff member out, you know, that kind of scenarios, we can do that now. And that was one of the big selling points, I think, for us was being able to do analysis, actually really looking at where we are and, you know, looking at things like heating oil. I mean, just being able to really kind of mix and match numbers around a little bit and do that so we can. So Karen Quitzland is very excited about that. We actually all are, so we can have some options, you know. And then just always continuing to look at electives, extracurricular, you know, swimming program. I mean, all those kinds of things to continue to provide the programs that people value and have prioritized. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else should we let people know about from the school district standpoint? Any important dates or other announcements or messages you want to get out?
I think I am going to the superintendent fly-in to meet with legislators April 8th through the 11th. That should be interesting. Still lots of conversations going on at the federal level as well about things like E-rate. Sker Rural Schools continues to be discussed. I think Sarah wrote a letter to Dan Sullivan, and he responded.
Yeah, all three of our representatives.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's the only one who responded.
We did hear from him about that. And actually, he also serves on the federal E-rate commission.
That might be why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is important. I talked with his aide when he was in town about both of those things. So he is... The E-rate, you know, helps provide internet and technology support for districts, especially rural districts. So we have certainly benefited from that here, and it amounts to anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 a year. So it's substantial. So he serves on that committee, which is good. Good to have a voice from Alaska.
Just done a lot of work this past year, I think, even
mm-hmm.
so, in connecting the elementary school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So. I think other than that, date-wise, I we have students going to close up this next week, so, and I get to go.
All right.
And so I think I'm actually really excited about that and hoping to actually make a few appointments and that sort of thing when I'm there, but mostly just being able to see our Capitol and experience that with our kids. So big props to Miss Evans and Miss Fry for all their work in organizing that this trip. It's a huge, huge undertaking. And thank you to the community, too, for supporting the fundraising efforts. It's a big, big trip, but important.
Coming down to the final weeks or final months of the school year here, and is testing all over? And do you have any of that still to do?
Testing is coming.
Yeah.
Next, actually, we're testing out the tools this week with the students. We are going to do the online test. We start next week. We're doing middle and high school next week. We are going to do the online version. We ordered paper copies as well in case there is a problem, but it all looks good so far. So middle and high school next week, and then the first week of April will be the elementary, 3rd, 4th, 5th. So fingers crossed. Recognition of Bridget Whitstock and Rachel Etcher and Joyce Burke Biggs for all their work on it's a big undertaking too.
And hopefully get everyone healthy for that, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. School board members, anything else important to note? Nope. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you or hear more from you tonight, 7 o'clock. It's in the middle and high school library. You can hear that school board meeting broadcast live on KFSK. Coming up next, Street Beat Music, your host this afternoon, Ross Nanook III.